Okay, we're continuing the Drush HaSharan. We're in the Drush HaRevi'i in the Mosad Rav Kook on page Kuf Lamed Ches. So last time we talked about the Moshe Rabbeinu was on a different level of Nevuah than any Navi that ever was or ever will be in history, in that he was always on. He was always ready to get Nevuah at any moment. And the Ran explained that that happened through a miracle. It's not possible to attain that level except by a miracle. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ran explains the way it worked was that normally when you get a certain shefa, a certain flow, whatever it is, you get something from Shemayim, so if it comes through natural channels, meaning it comes through some kind of network of malachim, or higher level malachim to lower levels, and it all goes down to you, it goes on some official channel, so that works within rules of, I'll call it nature. It has to work in a certain way, and therefore you have to be, to get that shefa from Shemayim, you have to be holding on a certain level of Kedusha, that you can receive that shefa from Shemayim. If, however, it's impossible for you to be on the level that makes sense to receive something, like Moshe, who got from Hashem directly, Moshe spoke direct, Pel Pet, as Hashem spoke to, Moshe and Hashem spoke. So the idea that Moshe should ever be on the level that he could somehow connect to Hashem in a direct sense is impossible. So Hashem, anyway, it's always going to have to work through some kind of nace. So that's why Moshe could be ready for Nevuah at all time, because Hashem had to make an ace anyway for him to be getting that Nevuah. It doesn't have to work through the natural ways where Moshe has to be on this certain level at all times. The whole thing has to work with Derech Nes, and that's why Moshe was able to get it at all times. So, the Ran says, Al Derech Zen is Bayer Inyan Achir Sosim Seder Zeh. So through this, what he just explained, you can understand something else that seems to be hard to understand in this parasha. Shamar. Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanech Leshmarcha B'Derech. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I'm not going to go myself. I'm going to send a malach with you to protect you on the way. Ulahaviyacha el hamakom asher hachinosi, and to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, the place that I prepared for you. Hishamer mipanav, be careful. Ushma bekolo, and listen to his words. Al tamer bo, do not sin to the malach. Ki lo yisal efishachem kishmi b'kerbo. The malach will not forgive your averos because my name is in him. Yesh b'psukim a'ila, says the Ran. The Ran says, in these psukim, shelos gedolos, these have very big questions. Ha'achas, number one, v'ma shehichmir v'hifchid li'Yisrael, that which it, Hashem was, kaviyachal, trying to scare Klal Yisrael, shelo yamru bo ki lo yisrael l'fisham, that they shouldn't do any averos with the malach around, because the malach will not ignore Bnei Yisrael's Averos. V'nirishuhu ka'omer al tachshu lehisnai gimi kasher i'imo kasher yisnahak to mimi. It's as if Hashem is saying, don't try acting to this malach like you treat me. That when you do Averos, I forgive you. If you do Averos, this malach's not going to forgive you. It sounds like that's what he's saying. She'yisem mamrim bi v'ani ayisi solech l'fishachem. You used to sin to me. I would forgive you. Kein zem midarko. Don't do that to the malach. He's not going to forgive your sins like I do. So says the Radim Kain, if that's the case, Yirish Yiyeh in Yano Hefech Mashkivin Bo, if that's the case, then you totally defeated the purpose of having a malach and not Hashem himself. Who, and that is, Hashem is Baruch Hamer. Hashem says, Shilachti Tavanecha Malach, I'm going to send before you an angel. This malach is going to come and kick out all the goyim, all the shiva amim in Eretz Yisrael. El Eretz Zavas Chavaladvash is going to bring you to a place of milk and honey, to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to go myself, Hashem says, Kaviyachal. You Jews are a stiff-necked nations. I might come and destroy you. So therefore, I'm going to send this malach so you don't get destroyed. Nirimizeh, it appears from that, ki to'alav Yisrael hayim yayidu sal mishloach lefnei malach, so then it sounds like, so the purpose then of sending a malach is so that when we sin, it'll be okay. B'pei shahayu chotim tamid, since the Jews seem to always be sinning in the desert, v'yikil in yanam yosrim ha-malach ma'ashikil in yanam im-Hashem yizbarach. So Hashem said, since you people, the Jews, you're always sinning, it's better off if I send an angel. Because then if you sin, it's not so bad. If I come myself, it's bad. And now we have this pasuk, Mikra Mochiach Behepech, Shnemar Kilo Yisriyah V'Lefishachem. Now, this pasuk says, okay, so I'm sending this angel. Remember, don't do an Averis to him. You do an Averis to him, you're in trouble. Kolomer Kasher Salachtani. I, Hashem says, if you do an Avera, I'll forgive you. This Malach won't forgive you. So which is it? Which are we better off with? Hashem says, I'm sending an angel, because that'll be better off for you, because if I go, then if you do an Avera, you'll get destroyed. Then Hashem says, if I send an angel, if you do an Avera, that's really bad, because he can't forgive you, I can forgive you. So I thought we were better off with the Malach. It sounds like we're better off with Hashem. So which is it? That's question number one. V'ashela Hashnia. Second question is, Eich Amar Ki Lo Yisrael Afishachem. How did he say that this Malach will not forgive you? Because of Rashi Zal, and Rashi says, Ki Shliach, Rashi explains, because this Malach is just a Shliach, he's a messenger. Vein Biyadol Esnach, he has no capability of forgiving. So V'zeh Dover Matmiya, the Ran says that's very hard to understand. Ki Ein Roi Shetavu Aslicha Mimenu. Of course, the Malach's not going to forgive you. Aval me Hashem is baruch Hashem lo aslicha. Who yachal is toach kebrishona? The mishaleach Hashem. Who are you sinning to? You're sinning to the malach. The malach's personally insulted. If you sin to Hashem, so of course the malach's not going to forgive you. Hashem's going to forgive you. V'im nomer. And if we're going to say shigirtze Hashem is baruch lo yirtze l'shloach mnei sheikalnu bekvodo. If you're going to say no, it means is that Hashem is not going to want to forgive us if we do avers with this malach around because we didn't treat the Malach with proper respect by doing Averis in his presence. Then the Pasuk Shunta said that the Malach won't forgive you. It should have said, I won't forgive you if you sin. The Lashon ki lo yisa zarmo, this Lashon that the Malach won't forgive you, he won't carry your Averis, he won't forgive you, that sounds very strange. Ki ilu hu marash in imsarnu kemat the kabbal osa ke eloa. Almost sounds like Avodah Zarah. That you're going to send to the Malach, and the Malach's not going to forgive you, like the Malach is an independent person from, or independent entity from Hashem, that in the sense that you don't sin to him, and if you do, you have to beg him for forgiveness. The Averis and Mitzvos are with Hashem. So what does it mean? The Malach's not going to forgive you, it has nothing to do with that. And also the pasuk says, Hashem says, listen to the words of the Malach, do not rebel against him. The Malach's not Hashem. We only listen to Hashem. We don't have mitzvahs or averis from Malachim. So what does it mean, listen to the Malach? Don't rebel against the Malach, and the Malach won't forgive you. What does that mean? So those are two questions. Again, number one, are we better off with the Malach or with Hashem? And number two, what does it mean the Malach won't forgive us? Malach, we're not doing mitzvahs and veris to a Malach. The answer to this is Aladach Shekasanu, like he explained till now. Vehi she'amru ki lo e'ele b'kir b'cha ki am k'sherif atah p'nachelcha b'derech. That which it says that I Hashem will not go up with you because you are a stiff-necked nation and I might come to destroy you on the road. And saying that the Malach will not forgive your averus, him dvarim misnagdim, aval kavonos shonos. They are opposites, but on different ideas. That is to say, Shaharashi agil hemitad shiavu divrei Hashem yisbarach. The bad that would happen to the Jews if they don't do what Hashem says. Biyosu misyachid behanagosim, when Hashem himself is coming, not the Malach. Hashem would go with them throughout the desert kaviyachal, without a Malach, straight Hashem directly. So if we would do averus then, amnum hu mitzad onish al ovrum dvaro, so then if we didn't do averus, the bad that would happen to the Jews would be a punishment. V'yagim izech shash kilayin lahem, and it might be the sort of punishment that would require them to be, the Jews, to chas v'shalom, be wiped out. Lo hefzed darkem bavad, not just to have a small onish, that'll be a problem for them going into Eretz Yisrael, be wiped out. V'hu amro penachelcha baderech. That's what it says. I might destroy you on the way, lest I destroy you on the way. Zo onosh atzam roi lira mimenuod. That's of course a very scary punishment that is befitting to be worried about. Aval haraha megia mitzad avor divra hamalach. But the evil the bad that would happen to the Jews that would come if they didn't listen to the malach, einu al tzad haonosh. It's not because it wouldn't be a punishment if you don't listen to what the malach says. It's not a punishment. Aval atzad she is balbel hashefa v'hasidur hamagil hamimenu. It's just, remember, that's what he's been saying, that this natural way of things, when things come through a malach, Hashem sends a shefa down through the channels. If you mess up the channels, it's not a punishment that you don't get to go into Eretz Yisrael or that bad things would happen to you. It's a natural consequence of what you did, because now the malach, the channels don't line up anymore. So it's not like it could have happened, but you got a punishment. It's like you shut off the radio that can receive the signal. Let's see, if you don't listen to the malach, he can't do what he's supposed to do. Again, so that's aval atzad she is baal bal hashefa v'asidur hamagia lehemimenu. So it's just that the connections that we're supposed to get from the malach will be messed up. Ze'im hayoshi efshet tikuno, and since that can't, once it's broken, it can't be repaired. Einach shash gadol kolkach kmo shehu b'yos Hashem yisbarach misyachin b'hanagasam shayim sekanu min akiloyin agamar. So even though it's bad that if we don't listen to the malach, so the channels are broken and we can't get that thing that was supposed to come from the malach, and therefore bad will mamela happen, but it's not a punishment. And if we would get, if Hashem would be with us, a punishment might mean being the Jews, chas shalom, being wiped out completely. Abir inyan hu, and they further expounding the explanation of this is, ki biyos Hashem yisbarach misyachid b'hanagasam, when Hashem is directly with us, im yamru estvaro amnam hayamasik lam haramitad onesh. So then if we would do bad, so the bad that would come to the Jews would be from a punishment. That has a, you know, something lighter and something more stringent, something easier and something harder. Amnam lahachmir, the harder side is mitach ye roi la onesh gadol maspik lachalosam, that the punishment that would happen if Hashem is right here and the Jews are doing avera, they might have to be wiped out. And that's what the pasuk says, "Banachel chabaderech, lest I destroy you on the way." Vamnam lahakel, but the lighter side, the easier side is mitzad shem yirta Hashem isbarach lesloach lechata osam. If Hashem wants to forgive our averos, you muchanim lekabel shifa managas lekaberishona. The lighter side is that if Hashem decides not to wipe us out, but rather to forgive us, so then He can reestablish the connection, reestablish the shefa. There's no problem. Because when something comes directly from Hashem, you don't have to be someone who's on the level to receive it. You don't have to be on this super high level that you have to match up with the thing, the shefa coming from Shamayim. When it comes from Hashem, it doesn't have to do with who you are. It just comes from Hashem and you can receive it no matter what. V'Hashem Yisbarach El Chamlos Al Yisol Mirasam Penya Sigei Ma'onash HaGadol. So Hashem, because He loves Klal Yisrael, and Hashem was Kaviyochel afraid that if they were doing Averu, something terrible would have to happen to them, Shehu HaKiloyin HaGomer, which is being totally wiped out. Ratzu L'Shalach Lefnei HaMalach, that's why Hashem said, it's better off I send a Malach. V'Alzeh Atzad Yiyu Shmurim Shal Yisigei HaKiloyin Alzeh Atzad Onash. And then they will definitely not get that punishment of being wiped out. But Hashem is just telling them, there's no second chances with the malach. You have to follow what He says. For one more, that's what Hashem says. He shamer mi panav shma b'kolo al tamer bo. That listen to the malach. Be careful with what he says. Don't rebel against him. Vinz al derech mitzvah v'azhara. It's a tzad mitzvah to listen to the mitzvahs of the angel. Aval atzad a mashal. Just aval atzad mashal, but as in a mashal. Shim tegiya nevuah l'navi b'emtzos ha-malach hazeh. She'ilchamu rishonu yememori. But let's say as an example, if the malach says, he gives a nevuah through the malach, that they should fight first with the emori. So lo yavru dvarav le'ilachim imachiti v'aproyiti. They should not go against his word, not because it's a mitzvah, like we have to listen to the mitzvahs of the malach. If you don't do what he says, if you go instead of fighting the Amori, you decide to fight the Chiti and the Prizi, so then bad will happen to the Jews, that forgiveness is not relevant. It has nothing to do with a mitzvah and forgiveness. It's if the Malach said, fight this way, if you don't, it's just not going to work. Because when you get a shefa, this thing from Shamayim, this flow, so every malach and every way that happens has its fixed rules and the way it has to happen. It can't change. Malachim can't change and just have their own mind to decide, oh, I won't do it this way, then I'll do it that way. Everything is fixed, kavua. If it has to happen this way, it has to happen this way, and Malachim can't make it happen any other way. And it's not like when it comes through directly from Hashem. And therefore, even though they were sure if they have a malach that they won't be wiped out because of a punishment, they still have to be very careful about the evil that would come, not because of a punishment, so it's just they won't be able to get that shefa if they don't follow the directions of the malach. In other words, if the malach says, I am in command, I have a power to say, I say, go fight the Amori, that's my job, I now have a power to help you fight the Amori. They decide, no, we're going to the Chiti first. The malach has no power over the Chiti right now, his job is Amori, there's no other way, it works in this fixed way. So he's not. It's not going to ever be fixed, the malach can't help you. There's no suffix that malachim have very specific jobs and very specific powers and things that they can do, and they can't switch it. Like we see by Daniel, where Sar Malchus Yovan and Sar Malchus Pras, where he described the Sar, the angel in charge of Yovan, and the angel in charge of Pras. And also says by in the Gemara when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani, Mishael, Azariah in the fire, Amon Yurkami Sar Shelbar the Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sar of hail came before Hashem. V'Amar Elich Ve'Tzanin Sakivshan, and he said, I will go cool off the fire. Amon Gavriel Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Amar Ein Kvodin Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bekach. Gavriel, who is the Malach, who's in charge of fire, apparently, said, it's not the right, the covenant of Hashem for that. El ani sar shalish, I am the sar of fire. Elich, and it's the girsa we have here in many things, says akar, it should say akadeach. I will go ve'akadeach mi bachutz, I will go and make a fire on the outside. Ve'etzanin mi bifnim, and I will make it cool on the inside. Kidei shiyeh neis besoch neis, so that it will be a double neis. So what's the double nes? In other words, because the Gavriel is not capable of making cold. The fact that he was able to make cold, that's the double nes, the nes besoch nes. Hinei mevur shim lo al derech apela, so it tells you, if not for a miracle, ein kochel shil yurkimi ela lekarer, yurkimi can only, the sar of barad, can only make things cold, ein kochel shil Gavriel ela lechamim, and Gavriel can only make things hot. And therefore, the fact that Gavriel was able to make it hot on the outside, cold on the inside, that was a double nes. V'chene hekesh b'shar, and so too by all other malachim, all of them have their fixed powers and their fixed jobs, and they can't change. Hineim kin, if so, mishi snaig al tzad hashpas malach, someone who's getting their successes from a malach, or in other words, if the shefa from Shemayim comes to them, not directly from Hashem, but through these spiritual channels through a malach, however that works, im yishanim b'tzad ma, kibul hanagoso, yefshel lekavos tikuno. So then if you change what the malach told you to do, the way he can work, then you can't expect that anything's going to work for you. That's what the pasuk meant, that the malach can't accept your sins. Doesn't mean that it's in the sense of the malach personally forgiving you. It means he can't operate if you don't work with what he says. So, in summation, the Ran is kasha of what's the point of having this malach? Is he better for us or worse for us? So it depends. In a certain sense, he's better for us in that we won't get wiped out. In a certain sense, he's worse in that if we do tshuva, it's not going to help because he has no power to work with tshuva because it doesn't work through that. Not the issue of him forgiving us. It's just he can only work in a certain way, and if we didn't follow what he said, he has no power to help us. Okay, we'll stop here and continue next week with the Ramban.